This is Alive with Joseph.
All right. I don't know where to start my teaching. Okay, let's begin. I want to speak on the mystery of thanksgiving. I want to speak on the mystery of thanksgiving because it is one of the protocols that God uses to access us into the things that He has for us. You must understand that praise and worship is not what we do to get you ready in the service. I will probably, if I can, explain it in the brevity of time that I have. I want to read a long passage of scripture that fascinates me. Exodus chapter 15, and I'm going to read from verse 1 to 11. It's a fascinating piece of scripture. Glory to God. Exodus chapter 15, and read from verse 1. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength. Watch the motion of scripture here. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation. My father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. What is the correlation between singing and fighting war? You're about to find out. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host has he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, has dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. At the blast of his nostrils. So God just sneezed. And the sea parted. At the blast of his nostrils were gathered together. The floor stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue a live church. I will overtake a live church. I will divide the spoil. My Lord shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword, and my hand shall destroy them. But they didn't figure this, that God will blow them with the wind. The sea covered them, and they sank as lead in the mighty waters. The most incredible scripture for me this morning. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, amongst the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders? When you give him fearful praise, he will do. Father, breathe upon your word in Jesus' name. Can I just say this? Because many times we don't understand the posturing of scripture. I was saying to Pastor Joseph and his lovely wife when they came to spend some time with me yesterday that one of the greatest damage the enemy has done to the body of Christ is try to interpret the scripture with the knowledge of English. It's a very big problem. The scriptures was written in a language called God. It wasn't written in alphabets. If you are talking about alphabets, the English alphabet is A to Z or A to Z. That means in itself is limited. There is a language of the spirit that transcends above the normal English language. So you have to walk with the Holy Spirit to be able to access true interpretation of what God is saying per time. When I was reading the scripture again this morning, when it says fearful in praises, the word fearful in praises, that particular phrase is interesting because it simply means that when the praises we give to God ends up in such fearful momentum, God himself is not sure what he will do for you. That's why I said doing wonders. That's even God himself that God said, this boy. That's what David did. David wrote and interpreted the Messiah through the songs that he wrote, as crazy as he was. And so there is a mystery to thanksgiving. And I, if I have, enough time, I would unfold it to you. One of the many reasons, ladies and gentlemen, why we teach the word of God is to fortify the believer. And the only way you can fortify the believer is when the secrets of God are released. God has secrets, and then he wants you to access those secrets, and he gives you access by allowing you to come into an assembly like this where the word of God is taught. Put on the screen for me Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. I still have a bit of time. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11. Glory to God. And I want you to say, come. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers. What did he give them for? Verse 12. For the perfecting of the saints. That's an interesting word. It doesn't mean that we are now made perfect. The word perfecting in the Greek means for the maturing, or for the maturation of the saints. Watch this. If you notice in English language, he puts a comma right after saints. So he's telling you, this is how it's going to read originally, for the maturing of the saints, so that you can do the work of the ministry. The work of the ministry is not the responsibility of Pastor Joseph and Pastor Cordelia. Theirs is to mature you so that you do the work of the ministry, and then the body of Christ will be edified. So teaching is not just to speak, but teaching is oftentimes God's strategy to show you the possibilities that lie in Zion. Your success in life, ladies and gentlemen, is tied to the secrets that you know and the secrets that you engage in. In other words, write this in capital letters if you're writing. The quality of life or the quality of your existence will be based on the quality of knowledge that you have. In other words, God doesn't have favorites, but you can have access to the heart of God by the secrets of God that you know and those secrets that you engage in. God does not deal with just you knowing his word. You've got to engage in it. Put up for me Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. You allow me to teach you this morning. Is that okay? Glory to God. Deuteronomy chapter 29 and verse 29. The secret things belongs unto the Lord, our God, and those things which are revealed. So God is in the business of revealing secrets, because in the secrets of God, write this down, lies the advantage of the believer. The secrets of God lies the advantage of the believer. The secret things belongs unto the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong unto us and our children forever, that we may do all the words of the Lord. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. Watch what happens when we engage in this secret. 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3. According as his divine power had given unto us how many things? I can't hear you. How many things? So we have access to all things, all kinds of favor, all kinds of bridges. Nothing must take you unawares in this kingdom. You have access. According as his divine power had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that has called us unto glory and virtue. I also need you to understand that secrets are not for everybody. The secrets of God are not for everyone. And that's why you find that there are different levels of believers in this gathering. We are all hearing the same word from the same man of God, but there are different receptivity of that word, and then those receptivity are being accounted for by the results you engage in. We are all here. Can I say this to everyone while I'm passing by on this street, that all men are equal, but not all men are the same. All men are equal, but not all men are the same. So secrets are not for everyone. They are for those who, number one, seek God. Write it down. The secrets of God are for those who seek God. God is not going to trust you with the secrets that would engage you for Jubilee if you don't seek him. He said, if you seek me, you will find me. It's a law. If you seek me, you would find me. Number two, the secrets of God is for those who desire after it. Number one, you must seek God. Number two, you must desire. David in Psalms 27, I believe in it. It is in verse 4. He said, one thing have I desired of the Lord, that will I seek after. So the evidence of your desire is what you pursue. Evidence of what you desire. Psalms 27, put it up on the screen. Psalms 27 and verse 4. Let me not hurry too much. Psalms 27 and verse 4. Come on, guys. So one thing have I desired, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord. Why would he dwell in the house of the Lord? Two reasons. Number one, to behold his beauty. What is the beauty of the Lord? He wasn't talking about God's physical form. He was talking about how to have dominion. Because it's dominion that makes you have color in life. Don't miss the third service. I'm going to talk some very deep stuff. So the beauty of the Lord, and then to inquire in his temple. The third thing that for those who want the secret of God is that you will now have to pay the price for it. There is a price to pay to engage the secret of God. Listen, God is not committed to what you know, but he's committed to what you do with what you know. He's not committed to what you know. He said, I, the Lord, will perform the counsel of my messengers, correct? And the counsel of my servants. The challenge we have is that we are not yet exposed to the light that has come. David said to Goliath, you come against me with your sword and your spear. In other words, they came with their armories. They come with their policies. They come with their laws. The laws that make you look as if there is nothing for them. But you must be able to wake up every morning activating the light of God on your inside. And you will look at that policy and say, but I come in the name. Oh, can I hear some people say some amen there somewhere? In the name of the Lord of Host, this past few days in this Jubilee conference, we have come in the name of the Lord of Hosts. The word the Lord of Hosts is an interesting phenomenon, Pastor Joseph, because he's talking about all his children. What is a host? A huge number of following and gathering. That's why the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates. Oh, you're not hearing me here. And what are gates? Gates are places where decisions are made, for the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. So he said, lift up your heads, O ye Pick and Pay, O ye Net Bank, O ye Standard Bank, O ye Sasol, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. Why? For the King of Glory is coming. He said, who is the King of Glory? The Lord strong. He has defeated them on your behalf. Then in the next one, he says, for the sons and the children of God will come with the Lord of Hosts. I came to prophesy this morning that after this Jubilee week is over, tomorrow you shall take over. Oh, your amen sounds as if you didn't have breakfast. I said, you shall. Look at somebody by your side and tell that person, I didn't come here to play this past week. I didn't just come to celebrate Pastor Joseph. I came to receive light that will cause me to transcend that which my enemy has done. Look at somebody by your side and tell that person, shake my hand now that you have the opportunity. Because after this week is over, I am going higher. Oh, I just had this in the spirit realm. The Lord said, I should tell you that from today you are going forward, onward, upward. Yes, no longer shall you be held back. You will not be stopped. You will not be stagnated. I just had this in the spirit. Stand on your chair. Come on, get up, everybody, and stand on your chair. As you stand on the chair, it is proof that you are going higher. Come on, stand on your chair. Your business is going higher. Your children, you are going higher. The works of your hands, I can't see you. Come on, stand. Lift your voice up. Rejoice up, because I prophesy to you, this is the least you will ever be. You are not coming down anymore. The devil is a liar. No weapon formed against you shall prosper, because the light of God has come upon you. If you are that person I'm talking to, shout yes. I said, you're going higher. Don't sit down. Yes, stand. Go and tell seven people, you're going forward. You're going onward. You're going upward. Tell seven people, break out for me. Break out. You're going forward. You're going onward. The devil is a liar. He can't stop. Oh, yes. I said he can't stop. Look at that person by your side. Tell them, thank God I came to Jubilee Conference because the prison doors are open and I am busting out. If you believe it, shout hallelujah. Aratafata. Ariato. Sit, sit, sit. Eretikaba. You're going forward. You're going onward. You're going upward. I don't know. I can't get out of that prophecy. I prophesy to the one that will shout amen right now. All the doors are open to you. The doors that were closed is now open. Doors of victory, doors of favor, doors of healing. Oh, yes. There are people in this building, men like angels, angels like men. They shall visit you. If you are that person, shout, yeah. Sit down, sit down. Sit down. So this morning, doors are being opened in the spirit. Now, I can't get out of it. I don't know what's happening here. Not only are the doors open, hear this. Somebody who's going to receive this now, not only, because there are some people, Pastor Cordelia, that the doors open and they didn't enter. when the stones were run away, they got to the grave first, but they didn't enter. The one who was at the back, oh, you're not hearing me here. They have looked at you and said, there is nothing to you. But I stand on this altar and I prophesy that this Jubilee weekend, you shall enter. Your amens are 2 weeks. Let me tell you, I said, you shall enter. Your children shall enter. Your business shall enter. Oh, come on, look at somebody and say, I'm entering, I'm entering, I'm entering. Tell somebody I'm entering. I can't hear you. Come on, come on, come on. How can you sit down to enter? Stand up and take a prophetic action. As I'm entering in this Jubilee season, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter, I enter my favor, I enter my increase, I enter my breakthrough. Come on, somebody. Sit down, sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Ooh. Glory. Glory. Pastor, I just saw some people. I don't know how to get out of this prophetic thing. I saw some people entering, but some, their door was closed. By the oil of God in this service, I join my faith with you. And those that the doors have not yet opened, I declare, the word of the Lord said, Ephata! All the doors are open. Can I speak to you one more time? The doors that were shut before you, I command you, open, 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 open. Oh, I can't hear you. Come on. Open. Sit down. Let me show you this before I get in to the Thanksgiving mode. Listen, can I tell you why the doors have refused? Because you don't know what the doors are. Ladies and gentlemen, the doors are men. It's not a physical door, it's a man. There are some people that are sitting down on what belongs to you. They are sitting down on the decision that will take you forward. The Bible says, and the Lord appeared unto Abimelech when he was about to touch Abraham's wife. Tonight, by the oil of Jubilee, the ones that are sitting down that should unlock you to your destiny, they will have a visitation from God. Your amens are 2 weak. I said they will have a visitation from God. They will favor you. I said, get ready. I said, they will favor you. They will favor your household. They will favor your children. Somebody shout Jubilee 3 times. Come on. Come on. Get ready. I don't know who I'm talking to, but God said I should tell you, mercy has just located you. I said Jubilee has just located you. Look at somebody and tell them, congratulations, congratulations, congratulations. Come on, get up from your seat, sir, and go and tell someone, congratulations, sir. Mercy opens the door. The door is open. The door is open. The door is open. The door is open. The door atabaketa bakate patosota paria katota. I said the door polokwane polokwane. The doors are open. The doors. The Bible says, oh, that man will praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. For he hath broken the gates of brass. I don't know what's going on in this service. Some of you have entered your door. Some, the door just opened. Some, the door wants to refuse. We break it down. Yeah. You're not here. Somebody lift your voice. Say, Father. Are you ready here? Say, Father. Today, according to your word, every remaining door, I break it down. Come on, clap your hands and make it your prayer. Come on. In the name of Jesus Christ. Sit down. What a service. David's anointing, ladies and gentlemen, was an anointing of invincibility. He had an incredible knowledge of thanksgiving. David walked in certain dimensions. In Psalms 51, this was when David was accosted by the prophet, and then he was rebuked because he had taken another man's wife, killed the husband, taking another man's wife, made her pregnant. But David understood something. Psalm 51 is one of those psalms, Pastor Mola, that I just get confused with. This God is incredible. After they had judged David, David went. He understood. He went into a corner and said, have mercy upon me, O God, according to thy loving kindness. Then he got to a place. God was not answering him. I think, let me just show you. It's not part of my message, but let me just show it to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you getting anything here? Hallelujah. Psalms 51. I want to show you a part of it that interests me. Glory to God in the highest. All right, Psalm 51. So he went on and on and spoke. He said in verse 5, behold, I was shaping in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. Then he now says in verse 8, make me hear joy and gladness, that the bones which thou hast broken may rejoice. He even went as far as saying in verse 10, create in me a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within me. Then he now came to the place where God now turned his attention on him. He said in verse 11, cast me not away from thy presence. It is thanksgiving that activates the presence of God in a man's life. He said, cast me not away from thy presence. Take not thy Holy Spirit from me. He said, restore unto me the joy of my salvation. Did you see that in your scripture? Then the Lord, this is what David now did when he now started experiencing the mercy of God. If you want to see a change in your life, look at the next verse. This is what David did that made God can't take his eyes away from David. He says, when you do this, then will I teach sinners thy ways. In other words, God gave you this capacity of a breakthrough so that somebody else can come and receive what you have just received. That was the secret here. The moment he said that, go and check, go back to it, go back to that same there. He says, then will I do what? He says, then you go to verse 15. He said, O Lord, open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. For thou delightest not in sacrifice. What David was saying here is that this thing Moses gave us, that's not what you're looking for. That's what you're saying there. These laws, Moses, he said, no. He said, for thou delightest not in burnt sacrifice, else I would have given it. What did he say he wants from you? He says, for the sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a contrite heart. What's a contrite heart? I wake up in the morning. In spite of what I've not done well, Lord, I thank you. You've given me credit for another day that I did not even deserve. That's how David got God's attention. I'm telling you. In fact, there is one part in the book of Psalms where the Bible says, and the Lord missed David. Because he just knew how to say thank you. So watch this. Watch one of David's secrets. Because sometimes we always think it's about praying. Prayer is very important. But I came to make an announcement that prayer is not greater than praise. Prayer will get an answer from God, but praise will bring his presence. When you pray, it goes up to God. When you praise, God comes to you. Psalms 119, verses 164. Let me show you a secret of David. Watch what he says here in Psalms 119. Incredible scripture. He says, seven times do I praise thee. because of thy righteous judgment. So David was praising God 7 times. Huh? If you are following scripture, you better follow him. Are you hearing me here? Now let me show you why I meant that. That's important. Look at Psalms 55. Help me there with verse 17. Let me show you this. Psalms 55 and verse 17. Watch this. Look at this. This is crazy stuff. This is David now. He says, evening, morning, and noon will I pray. If we are to do normal arithmetic, how many times does he praise in a day? How many times does he pray in a day? Which is greater? No wonder David was invincible. He prayed only 3 times, but he praised. Are you hearing me here? And so if you want to encounter what David did, if you cannot thank God, you will never be open to his wonders. That's why the Bible says, let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Watch this. Oh, I don't have time, but let me just say. Many years ago, I lived in London for about 18 years. Lived in London, England. There was one time that I was invited to come and preach at a wedding. All right, and those times, if you're in the Nigerian community, we have, Pastor Joseph, remember, when you do your wedding, you have the reception, and there's a chairman for the reception, okay? And I was also going to be the chairman of this reception. So I had told my wife, and you know, our women, when they are making up and getting ready, they don't take time, they just take time. If you want to live long, don't tell them they are wasting time. They just waste time. So my wife had started planning what she was going to wear for the wedding. It was on a Saturday. She had planned to wear what she was going to wear from Thursday. So on Friday, she said, my husband, do you like this particular one? She had like 12 dresses on the bed. I said, do you like this? I said, yes. She said, oh, you are saying it so that I won't see about the other ones. So in my mind, I was saying, I want peace. I don't want problem. All right. And then it so happened that on Saturday, the apartment I was living in at that time was there. I wanted to go pay my rent. And I used to pay my rent of that apartment in the post office. So I had removed the money for my rent. That when we were going to the wedding, we stop by, pay the rent, and go. So, but for some reason, and the post office on Saturday closes on Saturday at 12. For some reason, by 12, we had not left. And the money was in the back. I said, you know what? It's okay. I'll go pay it on Monday on my way to work. And so I drove to the wedding, finished preaching at the wedding, finished the wedding ceremony, joined the couple, and they were now at the reception. While we're at the reception, watch this carefully. The young man that was the musician for the day, like my young son over there that sings for us, he began to sing. And as he was singing, I don't know why he was looking at me. And I was just holding my heart. Why is this guy just looking at me while he's singing? And then he got to one point. He began to praise me. While I was singing, he was now praising me, daughter, man, daughter. And then he began to call my name is fine pastor, handsome pastor. He praised me to the point my head swelled. I stood up. When he saw that I stood up, he increased the praise. When he increased the praise, my hand went into the pocket where my rent was. When he saw that my hand went into the pocket where my rent was, he increased the praise. When he increased the praise, I brought out my rent money and started spraying him. That's why the Bible says, when God arise, it's your praise that will cause God to arise. And all your enemies, can I find 21 people that will stand in this place and make a loud noise? And somebody shout, thank you, Jesus. Sit down. Psalms, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 18. Today you will enter praise. Oh God. Your child is sick, you'll be praising God. 1 Thessalonians, watch this, everyone. He says, in everything. He didn't say for everything, but he said, in everything. What did he say? Come on, I can't hear you. What did he say? Now, this is the part that intrigues me. He said, for this is the will. So if you want to encounter the will of God, he said, in everything, give thanks. Psalms chapter 69. Psalms chapter 69 from verse 1. Let me see if I'm in the right scripture. Come on, guys. You're doing good. Go to verse 5. I want to know if I'm in the right one. Verse 5. Go to verse 5. Come on. Is there verse 5? Is it there? No. Go to Psalm 67. I'm looking for where it says, let the people praise thee, O God. It's 67. Am I right? Okay. 67. Psalm 67. Give it to me from verse 5. Yes. He said, let the people praise thee, O God. Let the people praise thee. Look at what he says will happen when you praise thee. Verse 6. Then. So you have been doing this thing wrong all this while. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God. Unkuluku. Am I correct? Unkosi. God, our God. Even our God shall bless us. Look at how he said he will bless you. Look at the next verse. He said, God shall bless us and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Can I get three people who is about to shout hallelujah to the Lord? I said, shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. I can't hear you. Shout hallelujah. Sit down. Psalms 100. Psalms chapter 100. Ooh, I'm getting excited. Where's my son? I have 8 minutes. I'm going to do 4 minutes. You're going to use 4 minutes of my time to sing. We're going to dance. I'm telling you, healing will break out in this place. Are you hearing me? Where's my son? Where's the choir? Get ready. So that you can find, I want the one where we can dance. Are you hearing me? The Bible says Psalms chapter 100. Just sit down where you are, but get ready. Psalms 100. One, it says, make a joyful noise, all ye lands. Verse 2. It says, serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. For it is he who had made us. And not we ourselves. For we are his people. And the sheep of his pasture. Then it now says what? Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. Are you about to enter here today? You are going to enter the gates of your enemy with praise. They are not ready here. Let me tell them. They said you are about to enter the gates of your enemies. You are about to enter the gates of your enemies. If you are that person, shout hallelujah. If you know you are about to enter, shout jubilee. Sit down. I'll soon be done. Jonah chapter 2. Jonah chapter 2. Let me read from verse 1. I'm so excited here. Oh, somebody here. Tomorrow you will testify. Somebody's unemployed. Employment is coming your way. Somebody has been looking for a child. Get ready. You are going to be pregnant. Somebody here, high blood pressure is getting out of your life. Watch this. This is a very strange scripture. This is Jonah. Then the Bible says, Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, out of the fish belly. He was in the belly of the fish. Swallowed. That smelly, slimy, no oxygen, no air. You can't breathe. He was in there. Keep it going. Verse 2. And the Lord said, and he said, I cried by reason of my affliction unto the Lord. And he heard me out of the belly of hell, cried I. And thou hast my voice. Verse 3. For thou hast cast me into the deep, in the midst of the sea, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and all thy waves passed me over. Come on. Then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again towards thy holy temple. Verse 5. The water swallowed me. Even to the soul, the dead closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped around my head. Verse 6, I went down to the bottoms of the mountain. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet has thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. Verse 7, when my soul fainted within me, I remembered the Lord, and my prayer came in unto the temple. Verse 8, and they that observe lying vanity, they forsake their mercy. What is a lying vanity? Let me explain. A lying vanity is when what is happening on the outside is different from what God told you. God said you will get married. You are 40 and yet there is no man talking to you. He said you will get that job and yet you have done all you know to do. You have prayed. And the moment you start observing those lying vanities, then you can't enjoy the mercy of God. So Jonah now showed us how to deal with a lying vanity. Verse 9. This is how he said, but I will sacrifice unto thee. With the what? With the what? When Jonah stopped praying and he started to thank God, look at what God did in verse 10. And the Bible says in verse 10, I everybody read, want to go. And the Lord spake unto the fish. And he did what? And if, oh God, there are some people here that you are in the belly of the whale. You are going to praise God this morning. And that whale is going to vomit you out of that place. Somebody who shouts jubilee, you are about to enter all that God has for you. If you are that person, shout yes. Sit down. Two more scriptures, I'll be done. Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 9. Isaiah chapter 60 from verse 9. Glory to God. Look at what it says. It says, surely the island shall wait for me, and the ships of Tarshish first, to bring thy sons from far with their silver and their gold with them unto the name of the Lord thy God and to the Holy One of Israel, because he had glorified thee. Verse 10. And the sons of strangers. Can I prophesy to somebody? Strangers are coming to look for you. Your amens are weak. I said they are looking for you. He said, and the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee. Go to verse 11. Watch this. Therefore, thy gate. In other words, if you are coming against the gates of your enemy, you too should have your own gates. Are you hearing me here? He said, therefore, thy gates shall be open continually. Why? He said, they shall not be shut day nor night, that thou may that men might bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and thy kings may be brought. So if I show you what your own gates are, keep it open day and night. Are you ready to know what your gates are? Look at verse 18. Verse 18 will show you what your gates are. It says, violence shall no longer be heard in thy land, nor wasting and destruction within thy borders, but thou shalt call thy walls what? Salvation. What are you going to call your own gates? Praise is what you do day and night, and the forces of the Gentiles will come. Oh, you're not hearing me. One last scripture, one last one. Ephesians chapter 5. And start from verse 17. It says, wherefore, be ye not unwise. It says, wherefore, watch, he's advising, Paul's advising. It says, be ye not unwise, but understanding what the will of the Lord is. What is that will? Look at the next verse. He now says, and be not drunk with wine, where is in excess, but be filled with the Spirit. How are you filled with the Spirit? Next verse, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. Have you noticed now that singing, you don't, if you miss praise, I want you to have missed something. Speaking to yourself. Now, go back to that verse 18. Let me show you this. Verse 18. Ephesians 5. Watch this. It says, and be not drunk with wine, where is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. What does that mean, Pastor Cordelia? What he was saying here is, if you want to know a man that is filled with the Spirit, look at a drunkard. That's what he was saying there. He said, look at a drunkard. What does a drunkard do? There are three distinct characteristics of a drunkard. Have you seen a drunkard before? Number one is singing. When he's intoxicated, have you seen them from the Shibin? They are singing songs. Number two, a drunkard is dancing. There is no music, yet he's dancing. Number three, a drunkard is laughing. And the Bible says, and he that sitteth in the heaven shall do what shall laugh. Today, in this moment of jubilee, as you praise God, as you sing, you will dance. I can't hear your amen. You will praise God. I can't hear your amen. And after you have done that, laughter shall break out of your life. I said, laughter shall break out. So you have 2 minutes. They will sing that song. You will dance. If I were you, according to the book of Psalms, it says you shall rejoice bringing your sheaves with you. You take an offering. You dance for your children. You put it on the altar. You dance. If the person by you is not dancing, know they came from the enemy. Are you ready to dance? As you are dancing forward, touching the altar, healings will take place. Whatever you came here with is your day of jubilee. I stand on this altar. I put my hands on my head and I prophesy. As we praise God, jubilee breaks out. I can't hear your amen. I said, jubilee breaks out.
Thank you so much for listening. We believe you were blessed by the word. For more, please visit our website, www.alivewithjoseph.com, as well as subscribe to our YouTube channel, Alive with Joseph Mogocha. Till next time, God bless.